Now,
under the little old quarterback from Pasadena. Let's bring him in. Look at VA. We got him. We got him.
Yeah, man, you know, I was watching a couple of your shows last night. I was like, man, Rod has his desk set up. I don't have a desk yet, but, you know, had all his stuff on there. You know, I got, and yeah, just got a little setup, man. That's all we got.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday, August the 6th. It's episode number 291 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. Rod here, Darren DuPont there. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Lots to talk about today.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this program, getting it rolling. It's 10 a.m. Mountain, noon Eastern, of course. We have breaking news today, and it's not good. All of Canadian junior football in 2020 has been canceled, and we'll be unpacking a lot of that throughout the course of the next 2 hours. It's not good. It affects a lot of programs, of course. Regina Thunder here, Saskatoon Hilltops, Winnipeg Rifles, Calgary Colts, two teams in Edmonton. London Beefeaters come to mind. Windsor AKO Fratman, right?
Yep.
Langley Rams, all done for 2020. So that's big news there. Hey, I can't believe you have not made any comments about my Montreal Canadiens bunny hug that I'm wearing. I've been in here for 40 minutes. You haven't said a word. Does this not bother you? I wore it to troll you.
I know. But you know what? I'm, you know, in my early 30s, the Montreal Canadiens are not the Leafs' biggest rival. They're just not.
No?
Not for me. And not in any, I don't believe anybody in my, you know, demographic or my generation feels that way. Haven't had any meaningful games against each other. Haven't played in any playoff series. It would be Boston or Ottawa.
Wow. I get it. Hey, any of you Ontario viewers want to chime in with who the Leafs' top rival is? That might actually be a great poll question, although I think we've come up with a pretty good poll question today, which we will get to in a moment. Brian Warishin, writing in from the BC Lions Den podcast, says, good morning from a rainy West Coast. Needed the rain. I'm sure they did, but I am loving this hot summer. Hot, hot, hot. Which, by the way, I have a Marlins t-shirt to wear and an RP Show golf shirt if it gets too hot in this thing. This was built for minus 40. This is coach's wear.
Yeah, those aren't breathable.
No, for our American friends, it's going to get to the high 80s today, and that's a lot for us pale-skinned Canadians. And we'll see if I can make it through the show with the Habs jacket on. But I'm just disappointed that you weren't disappointed.
I'm sorry.
My troll didn't
work. I'll
work
on that.
Okay, so coming up on today's program, Ryan Leslie of Sportsnet Television. Normally Sportsnet Flames, but he's hosting all those West games that I've seen out of the Edmonton bubble. Yeah. And Ryan Leslie will be joining us from the City of Champions. Jared Dumba, our hockey analyst, 10-year pro, will be with us in hour two. And Jim Lang, Canada's foremost expert on the National Football League. But he can also talk Leafs and whatever you want, Raptors, Blue Jays, the whole thing. So are you ready to roll with the Quick Six Show Topics?
I'm ready.
Let's do it, Jordan. Hit it. Quick Six Show Topics. The Habs have the Pittsburgh Penguins on the ropes. Short series, and my friends in Montreal, and I have many, thought that this could happen, that Carey Price could backstop the Habs to an upset of Sid the Kid and the Penguins in round one, and it's looking like that could happen. Jeff Petrie, another game winner last night, a comeback for the Montreal Canadiens, and they're up 2-1 on Pittsburgh. It could happen.
Yeah, it could.
It could happen. Hence, the bunny hug today in honor of the Montreal Canadiens is the first time that I've ever worn it on this show. Feels good. Point two, the Oilers are facing elimination. It's scary. It's scary. It's like the Grim Reaper has entered the building. You know, the sickle, hood up. It's not good.
You can only run from him for so long.
No, yeah, that's right. And I noticed that you last night were up late watching the game, watching the post-game news conferences and all the rest. It was an implosion. And it's tough for the Oilers. It's my commentary this morning on Cat Country 98 FM. Experience is the best teacher, and this is how the Oilers are learning their lessons. Remember way back in the fall when the Oilers were winning game 7-1 and they're all celebrating and the Oiler Nation's going nuts and Dave Tippett is snapping in the news conference because they were not paying attention to the small details? Way back in October, he was talking about what's going to happen now in the playoffs. So they blew a game in the first period in game one. They blew a game in the third period last night. The experience is the best teacher.
Big time. And experience is something you get right after you needed it. You know, it's going to help them for the next time down the road. But it was tough, really tough.
Craig Campbell checking in from the Hockey Hall of Fame says, good morning from downtown Toronto. Good day, Craig. Appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. Viewer from Edmonton, John, says, if it wasn't for Ethan Bear, we could have won the game last night. Where did you get that? TSN? Now, I tweeted, shame on TSN for blaming the loss on Ethan Bear. TSN didn't really blame it on him. They singled him out. The game-winning goal went off his stick at deflection in front of Mikko Koskinen. And John is very clearly blaming Ethan Bear for the loss. So you know that if that had happened in the opening 2 minutes, a redirection into your own net, you're not even talking about it. Because it happened with 2 minutes to go in a playoff game. Everything's on him. And it's not on him. Bad penalties. There's more than Connor McDavid suiting up for the Oilers. Neon Leon decided to show up finally last night.
Oh, yeah.
They're just not playing playoff-winning hockey. Why am I spending so much time on this? But I will just say this on the Oilers. It's tough love. If I didn't care, I wouldn't rag on them. I don't care about the Flames. I don't care about the Jets. I don't care about the Leafs. I don't care about the Habs. I care about the Edmonton Oilers. I want them to win. You get that, right? That comes with passion and when you care.
For sure. I understand. Absolutely.
Not everybody does. Montreal fan Andrew Stout writes in, says, Rod, just note the Habs are winning with not a lot of experience. Oh, I know. They shouldn't be winning. The only people that thought the Habs would win, and by the way, they haven't yet, but was Montreal. Nobody else thought they had a snowball's chance in this series against Pittsburgh.
Nobody. Nobody did. But, you know, and everybody thought that guys like Jeff Petrie and Shea Weber were past their best before date. They're not. I mean, Jeff Petrie's been great. That shot he made was great. But Shea Weber is playing with a new fire that I haven't seen in a while. You know, not only has he been great defensively, he's jumping up on the play offensively a lot. And you saw it on his goal, you know, collecting that rebound and being right there in the slot. So you've got something in Montreal. And if Gallagher can kind of stay healthy, I know he's banged up, and bring that energy, it's been a handful for Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Moving on to point three in this section that we affectionately call the rollout for Flooring Superstores and our friends the Dickens over there. Our flooring's in, by the way, and the tile. We are weeks away from our home renos being done. It's gone longer than it seems. Point three, today in the Stanley Cup playoffs, 5 games, Vancouver, Minnesota, Washington, Philadelphia, round robin game doesn't mean as much, Vegas, St. Louis, same deal. Toronto, Columbus. That's 1-1, right? And Calgary, Winnipeg. The Jets facing elimination. It's the late game tonight, and I did not think that the Jets would be on the ropes. I had them winning this series in 4. At the very best now, they could win it in 5. So come on, Winnipeg. And we got Ryan Leslie coming up from Sportsnet Flames in hour 1 to talk about that. Hey, what about this? Forget about the on-ice stuff. Point 4. You see all the media, may I say, whining that Connor McDavid's playing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and that the NHL's doing itself a disservice for scheduling the game so late. Do you put any stock in that? Because I don't.
No, I don't. I mean, stay up and watch the games. Ratings have been down. Television ratings have been down from where they expected, and pretty significantly, I've read. And they're trying to come up with reasons. Well, you're putting him too late, and people are going to bed and not watching. You know, trying to come up with excuses, you know, not to watch the game. Again, if you want to watch the game, you'll watch the game.
Ding, ding.
If you don't want to watch the game, you'll come up with excuses.
It's too late.
Exactly.
Catelyn Hogan writes in, says, Wild take game 3. Momentum from the end of game 2 carries over. I like the take. I'm not sure it's true. I don't know how you are on momentum in the playoffs. I saw one. It was a Paul Maurice who said he was not a believer in momentum. I don't know where I am on that.
I know.
I guess we're going to find out. It's what makes watching the game so fun. Jeff, the Stampeders fan, writes in and he says, how should Flames celebrate tonight? See, Calgary, this is why people don't like you. Can you just watch the game and wait till it's over instead of... It's how the Stamps have choked so many times. It's planning the party before it's party time. Just watch the game and enjoy it, okay? That's why you can't have nice things. Moving on. Point 5 here in the quick 6 show topics and the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Decision day in the CFL. do you believe that it actually will be? Because so let you be thinking about that for a second. David Naylor was on TSN 1290 Winnipeg Radio yesterday saying one of three things will happen today, Thursday, when the CFL Board of Governors meet. One, I wrote it down, that they're getting money from Ottawa. Yay, we're playing. The bubble's a thing. Let's go.
Yeah.
Two, we're not getting money from Ottawa. No season. Done. Or three, no update at all. Think those are the three options?
I think those are the three options. And I would say, I'm, you know, setting the odds here for Vegas, that the greatest chance is that it's option three, no news. Because that's just about what's happened more often than not. But I just, yeah, I mean, I'll be shocked. I'll celebrate. We'll pop the pinata if they say they're going to play. I just don't see it.
Okay.
Nothing is leading me to believe that they will.
But are you saying that they're not going to have an update today, or they're saying there will be no season? They're going to definitively announce today no season.
I don't think there'll be an update today.
Okay. That's option three.
That's just a guess. I'm completely guessing. Just so
that's,
you know,
option three. Sean Dahl says, sorry, Rod, but I know a lot of Oilers fans who think the same as Flames fans. We're not as different as you think. Yeah, maybe. Sure. By the way, I love the quote from Mike Abou-Meshrick here yesterday. He was raised in downtown Toronto, a five-minute bike ride from Skydome. That's where he grew up, in an apartment building. And with regards to us talking about MLSC taking over the CFL, because believe me, it's got everybody talking, Abou said about himself, he goes, I'm not looking for a job in the CFL, so I don't care what I say. It's the same thing here. And I'll take it a step further. I'm not looking for a job in the CFL, nor am I looking for a job at Sportsnet or TSN. And those guys are all afraid to say, jump on this story, because it really is either their boss or it's what's affecting their wage.
Yep.
I compare it to Steve Simmons reporting Austin Matthews' positive COVID test, coronavirus test. Nobody at TSN or Sportsnet would even touch that story because they're afraid of the Leafs, right? And what might happen to them. So we'll talk freely about the CFL and MLSC taking it over because it doesn't have any effect on us. I would like to think that you're getting the true story here.
Yeah.
Point six, Nate Pearson goes to the mound for the Blue Jays at Atlanta, and it's tonight. Although it's the finale of the series, it's a night game. Just putting that out there. 5:10 Mountain first pitch, okay?
Okay.
Because somewhere I saw Nate Pearson today goes to the mound for the Jays as they close it out. I would have thought it would be a day game. Right, a matinee,
right,
and summer ending off the series, but it's not. It's a night game. So a reason to watch the Blue Jays. But last night, I couldn't find the game.
I know.
You too?
Yeah. Sportsnet's got the broadcast, but it's all full of hockey.
Right. Well, and the Raptors were on TSN.
So that, and that's, and
I
actually,
think they were.
And
I can't remember.
You know, one of the reasons why, unfortunately, the ratings are down, and I get that. It's just that not everybody has all the Sportsnet channels. Not everybody has the network, right? Mm-hmm. It's not available in as many homes as, say, the CBC is. And they pulled the games from the CBC and put them on Sportsnet.
Yeah, that's not a good decision.
Not great.
It's on less TVs.
I understand it. You want to prop up your network, and it's a great way to grow the network. That's why you paid for those rights. But it's for the advertising dollars in the short term. I mean, it's on far less TV. So now it's just Saturday night on CBC instead of every night.
So here we go. Nelson Hakowicz writes in and says, the Blue Jays were on Sportsnet 1. The Raptors were on Sportsnet 360. So thank you. So of all those things, it kind of leads to our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Which is Canada's best sports network? And here are your options. TSN, Sportsnet, Game Plus Network, of which so many of you, millions, are watching the show on today, or Sportsnet 360, which incidentally had the Raptors game last night. You think of it as just a highlight show channel, and that's how it began.
Yeah.
And I love them all, okay? But it's like picking between Saskatoon pie, apple pie, lemon meringue, and chocolate pie. They're all good.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But which is the best?
Yeah.
And the... Well, and I just prefaced, they got the results up already. Thanks, guys. TSN rolling away, 47%. Sportsnet's got 33%, and Game Plus has 17%. That's all on Facebook. I want you to start thinking as Game Plus, as Canada's next sports network. After our show yesterday, did you see what they went to?
Yeah.
Arm wrestling competition.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. And Abu Meshrick was here, the guy who's got arms the size of most guys' legs. And he's like, oh, this looks like most CFL locker rooms that he's been in. But they had a referee. Just think of game. Am I out of line by saying
no?
Game Plus is a sports
network?
Well,
we've read the books, right? As we say, that's how ESPN got started.
Absolutely.
Right? With the
worse programming than that.
With obscure sports and things that, because it's so expensive to get into the ring of the NHL and the NFL and the NBA and gain those rights. But that's how they started.
Yeah. Chad Stallard writes in. He says, has anybody told Roddy's wearing a toilet seat hoodie yet? Bring it. That's why I wore it, to get people going. So many comments coming in, by the way, on everything. People are saying Game Plus isn't available in the West. Bell MTS Cable in Manitoba. Sastel Max TV in Saskatchewan. TELUS Optic TV in Alberta and BC. If you watch the Stanley Cup playoff games, it's right behind the net, the Flames net.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yep.
So that's the poll. Vote on it, and please vote for Game Plus. I got more. Very hard to limit the show topics to six. Raptors 3-0 in the NBA bubble. I still don't really know what they're doing down there in terms of they played four games, but three in the bubble. I haven't figured it out yet. It's not my favorite league, but I'm casually paying attention. Saskatchewan Rattlers on their way home from the summer series. Their president, Lee Genier, saying Rattlers fans deserve better than what the team showed. That's harsh.
That is harsh.
That's pretty harsh. But when your president's saying it, he means it. Right?
They came out of the gates so hot at a great first game.
They were coming in hot.
And that was it, unfortunately.
Our viewers need to... You need to stop talking and start listening, some of you. Zach in Calgary says, what was behind the Flames net? The ad for TELUS Optic TV, which carries Game Plus in Alberta. John in Edmonton. I can't pick up Game Plus Network since it's not available in the West here in Canada. I would have picked the WWE Network since it's a TV channel here in Canada, Rod. Do you know sign language?
I did. I used to know it.
Can you do it?
I don't know.
What's TELUS in sign language?
I can't. I can't. I'm not that proficient.
Guys, switch your cable to TELUS Optic TV and you'll get Game Plus every. My cousins are doing it. I've got family all over Alberta and they're watching every day on TELUS Optic TV and they love it. So be like my family. I got more. I got more, but I'm gonna break and bring in Ryan Leslie because I just can't wait to talk to him. Sportsnet Flames. He's right in the middle of the action. Big game tonight. Jets facing elimination. Calgary looking to finish him off. We'll talk about that and more with him when we come back. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I screwed up. We had Ryan Leslie ready to go, and then I texted him in the break. He texted me back, and Clark says it screwed up the connection. So now they're reconnecting.
No!
So that gives me a minute. Well, a couple things here. Randy Nicol is watching in Cochrane, Alberta. He says, love watching the RP show on Game Plus in Alberta on a crystal clear 70-inch TV. Bravo RPS show. Bravo Game Plus network, if you will. You guys tell me the second we got less, because he's a busy guy, okay? Sports update, late rally for the Chicago Blackhawks. Connor Murphy scored the winning goal with just over a minute to go to give the Blackhawks a 4-3 win over the Oilers in Edmonton. Hawks up 2-1. Oilers facing elimination. The Canadiens are one win away from an upset. Jeff Petrie scored the winner in the third as the Habs fought back from a 3-1 deficit to down the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-3 Wednesday and take a 2-1 series lead. The Saskatchewan Rattlers are out at the CEBL Summer Series. Thomas Scrubb had 20 points as the Ottawa Blackjacks downed the Rattlers 87-68 in their final round robin game. They lost to an expansion team. That hurts even more. Kemi Aussie poured in a game-high 21 points for the Raptors, who dropped 5 in a row and won't advance. Fraser Valley beat Guelph 84-70 in the other game on the final day of the round robin. The quarters go today. Edmonton finished first and got a bye into the semis. Hyun Jin Yu combined with four relievers to stymie the Braves' bats, and the Blue Jays beat Atlanta 2-1. Bo Bichette singled, stole second, and scored on Kevin Biggio's single in the fifth to make it 2-0 Toronto. Jays, Braves close it out tonight. And another victory for the Raptors. Fred VanVleet scored 21 points to lead the Raptors to their seventh consecutive win, a 109-99 victory over the Orlando Magic. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open, no reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. What's up with Les? Oh, my, I really screwed that up. They're telling me we are good. Hey, Ryan, I'm sorry that I texted you in the break. Let's bring him in here, my good and longtime friend, the pride of Owen Sound, Ontario. How you doing, Les?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Ronnie? It's good to be with you again.
Well, hey, I love that you shaved showered, and you're in the bubble, and you're in the middle of these Stanley Cup playoffs, man. It just looks like you're having a blast. I'm loving it. Is it as great as it looks from out here?
Oh, don't be fooled, Rod. Don't be fooled. I'm not technically in the bubble, and I have not showered, nor have I shaved. But I am just down the street from Sherlock Holmes, where you and I have a little history at one point. I remember years ago at the World Juniors, we were able to have lunch there a couple of times. So that's great. Great memories. But Edmonton was pretty quiet on the old long weekend around here. So it was just go to the rink, go to the hotel. Not much else. It's the games have kept us busy. There's been a lot of storylines, so that's been awesome. I've been pretty impressed with the caliber of play and certainly the job that the NHL has done. So, having fun with it.
Well, that's what I keep hearing is everybody's impressed with the job the NHL did. But my brain stopped at Sherlock Holmes. Do they still have shepherd's pie on the menu there? And are they allowing me back in yet? Two questions for you.
I wasn't sure where you wanted to go, so I thought I'd just tee you up with that one. But not sure what kind of a show this is. But no, you're still not allowed back in. And I couldn't tell you about the shepherd's pie. But your favorite drink, vodka slimes, I think, are still being served there.
Yeah, I retired from that, so as you well know. So
yes.
How is the Oilers' loss going over? Look, I'm asking you a question I kind of know the answer to. Like, are they blaming Ethan Bear in Edmonton like the media is? Or what's the reaction this morning that you've read and seen?
Yeah, I can't. I think I'm with you on this one. I think I know your stance on this. This is not on any one individual. The Oilers are in the spot they're in because of what Chicago's doing, because of what they have or haven't been able to do as far as the Oilers go. I wouldn't hang that on Ethan Bear at all. That's just unfortunate. So Oilers Nation is for sure in an uproar, for sure in a panic, and they should be. They're down at this point. There is somewhat of a sweet consolation potentially if they do not advance, but that's another topic. But no, this is panic time for certainly the Winnipeg Jets, certainly the Edmonton Oilers. The Vancouver Canucks came out and did what they had to do the other night. They'll get going here right away. So, yeah, the Oilers are, I wouldn't say they're going full Oilers, but it's nearing that.
Well, think of this. What a time to be alive. Flames, Oilers, Jets, Canucks, all in the playoffs. And before I move to the Flames-Jets series, I'm going to bring in Derek.
By the way, I love your jersey. I love your sweatshirt.
Why?
I grew up a Habs fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And have you switched allegiances?
I'm happy for them.
Have you switched allegiance? Well, I guess you have to with the Flames now, but you. So obviously you're paying very close attention to what the Habs are doing then.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I loved it. Watching that game last night with Dan Murphy. And it's a thrill to see Montreal. I know there's controversy about them being there in the first place, but they're proving that if nothing else, they'll make it close, make it exciting. They've still got a lot of work to do, but I love seeing you wear that.
Oh, man. Well, it's a topic that actually, since you're on with me, we should bring up. I mean, some are saying, let's keep this format moving ahead, 24 teams, and I'm actually okay with it. And then do all these 16 teams say count that they're in the playoffs? For instance, the 8 that lose, can they say they made the playoffs? The Coyotes are saying it, right? They're like, we have made the playoffs for the first time since 2012. And I'm like, you know what? Let them. So what's your take on that? This format moving ahead, and do all 16 teams get to say they made the playoffs? What do you think?
I don't know. I see why people might like this. I just think myself, I want to get kind of back to normal a little bit on this, and who knows when that happens. This is the perfect scenario in my mind for where we are right now in weird old 2020. I'll take this. And a tournament format, I know it's tough without the fans, but I'd take it at this point. I don't know if I want to go this route going forward, but I see some merit in it. As far as saying you're in the playoffs, you're in the postseason. Are you in the playoffs? It feels that way, to be honest with you, Rod. It does feel that way. I get it. We're splitting hairs a little bit with that, but I think at this point teams feel this is the postseason because, or the playoffs, because they'll go home if they don't advance.
Well, of course, but there's mixed messages because the NHL saying Jordan Eberle scored 8 goals in his first 10 playoff games for the Oilers. So the NHL saying these are playoff games, and I'm okay with it. Let's just get a definitive ruling.
Yeah,
that's
I am
all.
Too.
Yeah, Dougal Cameron's watching in Calgary. Yeah, he says the Canadiens hoodie makes you look fat, Rod. Well, I am fat, so that's why. Before we move on to Flames Jets, Dupes, ask him about Kirby Doc. Your thoughts.
Well, is he been as good as it's coming across on the screen? Because he's...
I am with you.
He's taken big steps. Yeah.
I'm totally with you. And it's neat because I don't get predictions right ever in my life. But I did have a conversation on a couple of shows and certainly within our media circles. Just he was the player for me that I wanted to watch. He was the player that was just intriguing because he's young and his growth, his maturity as a player, as a young man. I wanted to see what kind of how far he'd come. And now we're starting to see it. And even when he's not, you know, doing something that ends up on the score sheet, I'm liking his physical play, his dominance. He's involved. I think this is a player. I think they've really found somebody in Kirby Doc, and he's a great little complimentary piece to what you have to wonder, is this going to be his team one day? And it certainly looks like it. He's been a lot of fun to watch for a young player.
Well, it's amazing that Blackhawks fans booed their team when they drafted Kirby. Third overall, right? I'm like, you guys have not seen him play a game. You're just going off some dummy's analysis of what's coming to Chicago and Kirby. But we've seen him. We've seen him take over games in the WHL. He's got a huge frame, always has, and he's just now filling it out. And it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
looks like he's beefing up a little bit.
Right. But Flames, Jets, Les, series has not gone the way I thought. I had Jets in 4. Calgary looks good. What's your take?
They've played well. Game 1, they were dialed in. Game 2, full marks to Winnipeg, who came out again, second time in that series at that point that they had scored first. But they're just so beat up, Winnipeg is right now. We don't know. I don't think the Jets are going to have an availability today. We'll see. But the Flames will, so we'll catch up with them. And that last game was probably, Rod, their most complete game that we've seen in a while, not just playoffs. I mean, going back into the regular season. And they're hitting. They're getting some depth scoring. And the special teams has been pretty good throughout. They're also getting top-line scoring, which was the big criticism. Can Johnny Gaudreau get going? Can Sean Monahan contribute? Where is Matthew Tkachuk? Is he this playoff performer that we think he is? He has to do it. Well, he's been doing it. He's been in the heads of the Jets. Now he's on the score sheet, you know, quite regularly. Getting the goal was important. They've had good goaltending. That's very quietly been a story where Cam Talbot has been just as good, if not better, than Connor Hellebuyck, who had some pretty strong comments after the game, saying that the Flames will have to claw and scratch to win this and close this thing out. It makes sense. The Jets are right. Connor Hellebuck's correct on that. There is nothing that's going to come easy. Just a little bit of interaction with some of the players who want to keep the pedal down, so to speak, with the way that they've been playing. So they don't want to change too much from Game 3. They certainly don't want to take that step back like they did in Game 2. They really do want to, you know, show that they are that physically dominant team that we have seen time and time again in this series. And I think that's been a key factor for them in being successful.
Ryan, do you know if Scheifele and Laine are in tonight? Have the Jets said?
No, they aren't going to say at this point. And I don't blame them. But as far as my gut tells me, I want to see if a guy like Laine is in the warm-up. There is some talk that he may be worse than Scheifele. We will see. A lot of speculation. And without the interaction, Rod, without being around the players and coaches, it's really, really hard to get anything. And so when you talk about format's one thing, but let's all hope whatever format going forward they decide on, that the day comes when we get access back, because it's hard to speculate. It's hard to do games without really knowing anything. So, and the public want to know, and they should know.
Yeah, then there's a lot of fake news out there. That's the thing. Hey, lastly, I think we only have a minute, but do you run around having to defend Matthew Tkachuk like the way I know you defend me to Calgarians that hate me, and you're like, no, he's not that. If you knew him, you'd love him. you know, I know you're saying that on my behalf. Are you saying that about Matthew Tkachuk to people that don't know him? Or is it even true if you knew him, you'd like him? What's he like?
Oh, he's a good young kid. And I think people understand. I think I want to give fans credit, people credit, because they do understand at this. It's not like, you know, oh, he's just this pain in the butt and we hate him. No, they understand that that's his role. People get it. And if they don't, they're just, you know, completely playing up the fandom. But they understand that he's going to get under the skin of his opponents. And every fan of no matter what team wants him on their team. He is effective. He's fearless. You know, I walked into the rink the other day to do the game with Louis DeBrusque. And we were just kind of talking about Matthew and just, you know, Louis was comparing it, how he knew he had to answer the bell all the time in his career and how that can affect the way you play, knowing that you have to play a certain role and that everybody's either gunning for you, you're going to take a hit, or Matthew has to keep his head on a swivel at all times. And it doesn't slow him down. He just does not care, Rod. You'd love him. He's a throwback and you'd want him on whatever team you root for. So he is a throwback. It's just who he is. It's ingrained and he's a good kid who does a lot in the community for the Flames. So I don't know, if you don't like his antics, I get it, but he's a hockey player and he's a darn good one.
I feel that and I get that sense, but I temper it as you're the Flames guy, but you know him personally and I'm sure I would love him. Mm-hmm. But Paul Maurice doesn't. Zach Kassian doesn't. I also understand what you're saying. Tkachuk's an all-star and he's going to be around this league for a long time and he's having an effect in this series, so everybody would take him. But I'm telling you, Les, from the outside, it's a Marchand, Ken Linsman, that kind of feeling, right? You get that.
What? I wouldn't go Ken Linsman. I'd say Kenny Linsman, he's a rat. I don't know. Yeah, but I see where the comparisons are for
Marchand,
Brad Marchand. And I think anybody would take that, anybody. And certainly from the outside, people are going to want to dislike him. But deep down, Paul Maurice wants him. Deep down, Drew Doughty knows how good he is. Deep down, Zach Kassian, people know who Zach Kassian is because of Matthew sometimes. So, yeah, he's got his list of enemies for sure. But he's also got a lot of guys who go to bat for him. No thank you. Room service.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. Certainly, Rod, it's he's disliked by opponents. And isn't it great? Like, I know show, we can be frank. This show, like, we want characters. We want personalities on this show, don't we? Do you want safe? Do you want beige?
Absolutely.
No, we want color. We want players. Yeah. We want reasons to talk. Matthew Tkachuk has not only done it on the ice, in the community, but he's given us all something to talk about in a sanitized time. We're talking about somebody who's a throwback to when we all wish it still was. Let's embrace this personality and character. Do we want boring? No. Well, guess what? He ain't boring.
Got ding, ding. Comment of the day right there. Ryan, we're watching every day. Keep it up. I appreciate the time today, my friend. And have fun and stay safe.
Hey, there ain't no folk like Norfolk. Saying hi to the guys in Port Dover today.
Gotcha. Thank you. Ryan Leslie from Sportsnet Flames and Rogers Sportsnet hosting those games out of the Edmonton bubble. We'll be right back. We might go into viewer takeover early. We'll see. Our hockey analyst, Jared Dumba, coming in, 10-year pro in hour two, and also Jim Lang, Canada's foremost NFL expert. Maybe we'll talk a little CFL, too, because it's supposed to be decision day. Lots coming up. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV network across North America. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day.
With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. DirectWest is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with DirectWest, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of DirectWest to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with DirectWest for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. Got the guests out of the way. Now it's the BS session. Yeah. Although it kind of felt that way with Leslie, didn't it?
Of course.
Checking the poll results here for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, which is Canada's best sports network. I voted for Game Plus, the channel you are currently watching. 60% of voters voting for something called TSN.
What does that even mean?
Right. 32% for Sportsnet, 6% Game Plus, and 2% for Sportsnet 360. A little different on the Facebook results. I'm reading Twitter, but TSN leading in both cases. I mentioned decision day in the CFL. I don't know what's going to come out of the governor's meeting. I have no idea what's coming next in the CFL. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, I heard something about the $30 million loan the CFL was seeking was for playing this season rather than a bridge for next. Is this deal still on the table? I have no idea. There's information coming from everywhere, fast and furious. You don't know who to believe. I do have coaches, players calling me saying, are we playing? Are we not? I'm like, don't put that on me. Call your GM, call your head coach, call the commissioner, tweet at him if you want. I don't know. I have my thoughts, but they're all just hanging. And that's what's unfair to them, really. They do deserve an answer, but they deserved an answer a month ago. This isn't new.
No.
You know, and the other, you know, and it's interesting to hear how it's been handled from team to team to team. Some teams have had regular Zoom conferences with their presidents or general managers. Some haven't heard from them at all through this whole thing. But there's not, you know, there's not going to be a uniform way to deal with this, right? From a team to team to team level.
Nobody knows how to deal with it.
No handbook, as we've said all along through all of this. You're just seeing how the different franchises are run.
Yep.
And it's interesting to hear from all the people from every team. Anyways, The Rock texting us, and he spells it R-O-K, from the 315. He says he's originally from Swift Current. He says, sad to say, this CFL season won't happen. Too far uphill to get there. Hashtag go Habs. That's his prediction. Anonymous texter from the 535 writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, says, headline, Rogers Sportsnet sees 10.7 million Canadians watch return of NHL NBA on the weekend. Wow. That's a lot. That's a big number.
Oh, yeah.
That's, well, I often say there's 36 million people in the country and 10 million are watching. What are the other 26 million doing?
Right.
It's not even the majority that are into this. What are they doing? What could you possibly be doing other than watching the Stanley Cup playoffs? And I don't think I want to know you anyways. Clearly, we wouldn't get along. But people have been shut in. They want to, and they continue to be shut in, and they want to watch sports.
Yep. They do, right? And even when they're not, they take it with them. They want to know what's going on. It's great. I sat on the deck last night and watched the game. I mean, I can get, you know, whether it's TSN or whether it's Sportsnet or whether it's any of the networks right on my computer. It looks crystal clear out on the deck. Awesome. It's awesome. So I don't care if it's August. I'm into it. I'm so into it. And I know Canadians are too.
And there's certainly no need to argue about why you are or not into it. We're into it, and that's us. If you're not into it, then that's cool too. Yeah. John Schmidt writes in. He says, hey, Roddy, love that bunny hug on you. Best looking thing you've had since my jersey. We had a bet when my team was playing his Montreal Canadiens and Montreal won. So he came down to the radio station and photographed me in a Montreal jersey, which is cool. I respect the team. It was actually, like Ryan Leslie pointed out for him earlier, it was my first team, but my dad forbid me from cheering for them. How unfortunate is that? And, you know, the power of television, it was Saturday night, Ken Dryden, Steve Schutt, Larry Robinson, Guy Lafleur. They're winning all the time. They're destroying Ian Turnbull and Wilf Paymont and Mike Palmateer and Daryl Sittler and Boreas Salming. Every Saturday night, Montreal's winning. Why wouldn't I cheer for them? But my dad wouldn't let me. And that's when I switched to the Oilers. Gary Olinkin writes in and says, I'm becoming a fan of Game Plus Network, Bell MTS, here in Winnipeg. Let's spend a minute on that, by the way. Jets Flames, do you have a take on the game tonight? It's going to be a heck of a game.
I don't really. It's going five. It has to. I mean, Paul Maurice has this great effect on the Jets for them to play a heavy game and them to play a game where they're going to scratch and claw. And what I heard from Connor Hellebuck in his post-game news conference after the third game, and Blake Wheeler, I just think that the Jets are going to win this game. I just do.
Good.
But it's much like that effect that I think Dave Tippett's had on the Oilers. I'm watching that game last night at times, and I'm like, this is Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and a whole lot of spare parts.
And nobody else.
But
it would say a lot of passengers.
But man, are they playing. Like, heavy and fast, and they're winning a lot of battles and a lot of puck races. And I'm like, who are these guys? And I'm like, wait a second. That's the Dave Tippett effect on this group. You know, if you say players win and coaches don't really have a role, Dave Tippett's done a lot. He's really squeezing a lot out of the Oilers. I think Paul Maurice is going to do that for the Jets tonight. I think they will.
Oh, well, here's, yeah. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says he's loving the hockey, but four games in a day is a lot. Well, shoot, it's mostly six games in a day. Today there are five. But this is how I look at it. I dropped in on one game yesterday, yep. Pittsburgh-Montreal. I dropped in on another game yesterday. Can't remember which game it was. But it's like going to the Golden Corral Buffet. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. I don't have to sit down and watch the whole 60 minutes. I can't because I'm too much of a squirrel. So a little, I love the six games
it's
a day.
Awesome.
Yes, it's fantastic.
It's awesome.
Brian Eitnauer regarding the CFL thing, he says, how are the writers handling it? Never know, there is still a team here. Only when they are looking for handouts, then they send you an email. I don't know how they're handling. Well, I do, but not what I'm willing to say. Kevin Diaco writes in and says, hopefully the Oilers can bounce back, but losses like last night are so tough to overcome. Here's the thing in the playoffs. When you blow a game, you got to win two to come back to win, to just get back on even footing, really, because you blew that one game. So they blew game one. They came back and won game two. Then they blow game three. They're running out of time here.
They keep taking a step back, and they can never get ahead. All they're doing is catching up. It's like when you got that credit card bill, and you're just struggling to get back to even. You can never get ahead, never save.
And Chicago has money in the bank. Taves, Kane, Corey Crawford, Duncan Keith. We should have given them more respect coming into the series.
We should have, you know, but they've got some good young players, too, that are getting it done, you know. Why is his name slipping my mind? The Rookie of the Year candidate who was really good in game one, had the 5-point game.
I'm sorry, Clark's talking in my ear. What?
Kubalik. Thank you. Sorry. Dominic Kubalik. He's been really good, right? And then you've got Kirby Dach, who's been playing really good. A ton of minutes, over 23 minutes last night. They've got a good young core now that are coming, and they've got a nice complement of veterans. I mean, Jonathan Toews may not be the same Jonathan Toews that, you know, was Captain Canada and leading the way that way, but he's still so good in the faceoff circle. He still knows the game so well and such a competitor, and Kane's still one of the most skilled guys in the league.
A read before we break. The show is brought to you by Bidzy. Bidzy.com is for people who don't know who to contact when they need something done. So instead of reaching out to multiple businesses, just Bidzy it. Bidzy connects businesses with customers. It's free to post projects and free for businesses to give it a try. Head to Bidzy.com to get started today. Viewer takeover next. Load them up if you're watching on Game Plus on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Write it down. Put it on your fridge or the Facebook Live wall. We'll answer all your questions when we come back. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And listen live on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Thank you.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome to the viewer takeover segment of the program, many people's favorite part, where we read messages from the Prairie Mobile text line. Again, 306-840-8777. I know Paul in Red Deer writes in and he says that's a lot of numbers. So I said write it down. Put it in your phone, whatever. You got breaking news, too, by the way. We'll get to it before we go off the air in hour one.
Here. Okay.
Okay, on Game Plus. Nate writes in from the 386, and he says, if the CFL does, in fact, get its act together and make some major changes for the better, do you think they'll bump the start of the season up to the beginning of May so the Grey Cup can be held in the last week for October? Imagine the CFL playoffs kicking off on Thanksgiving weekend. That's from Nate. Here's what I think. When the MLSC does take over the CFL, and they're not going to own all the teams like the XFL and the CEBL and some of these leagues, they will be wagging the dog, as I said in that clip the other day. So they will decide. Doesn't matter what we think. And the governors and the owners, the people that have caused this massive credibility problem that the CFL has, won't have a say anymore. It'll be MLSC in consultation with TSN and maybe another television partner in Sportsnet as to where they're going to start the games, what time of the year. There won't be a lot of changes in terms of rules and ratio and that kind of thing. Money's always going to go up and down on the salary cap. But MLSC will decide things like when the season starts. What do you think?
Yeah, I could get behind that too. You know, for the guys who are excited about a kickoff on Thanksgiving, it doesn't give you much time to play any games, to play a playoffs, to do all those things. You got to remember, we're likely seeing snow at the end of October, at least into November, and it gets to minus 30 in November. And we play the Grey Cup in the third week of November. Like, how many games do you want to play? Like, get excited for a two-game exhibition schedule, and that's it?
Listen, I'm with you. This is what's going to change and what has needed to change for a long time. The guys that make the decisions in the CFL are the suits. They're the ones munching on shrimp cocktail in a heated suite in late November when everybody else is freezing their butt off. Take it out of their hands. And this will make a lot more sense. They're not going to have control of CFL 3.0. Trust me. Prairie Mobile text line. Anonymous texter from the 281 says, Pens in five. I'm so happy that this Habs bunny hug has irked so many people that it has.
Oh, yeah.
It was exactly why I wore it. Dougal Cameron's watching in Calgary. He says, is the CFL sim game tonight or tomorrow? It's Friday night football, Dougal, and it's 7 p.m. Mountain, and it is the Saskatchewan Roughriders and BC Lions, winners of a fan vote. You're praying for Calgary, Toronto. Look, if you want your team broadcast on the Facebook Live channel, the sim, you need to retweet it. You need to tell all your friends. Get it going in your market. Because the Riders always win because their fans always vote for it. And you've got breaking news that you just tweeted, so let's get to it before we get out.
Yeah, being told that the Western Hockey League planning to start their season, or at least looking right now, December the 4th. That would be the latest that they could start to get a full season in. They hope to play 68 games. That would mean playoffs starting early May and a Memorial Cup third week of June.
again, December the 4th, which is right in line with what the OHL announced yesterday, right? The exact same date, right?
Yeah.
December the 4th. We'll talk about that. We'll kick it around next hour. Our hockey analyst, Jared Dumbo, will be with us. 10-year pro, former Oklahoma City Blazer. And what, Austin Icebat? Is that what it was? Jim Lang will be with us, Canada's foremost NFL expert. See you tomorrow on Game Plus. I had this day.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.